On the evening of the next day, July the 27th, we had another flotilla concert, but the atmosphere soon became heavy with forebodings as the disquieting news spread from ship to ship that Abdil's black cat had vanished. It had just deserted the ship. Early next morning, I went over to Abdil for the ZZZ, and by noon we were proceeding down the river to carry out an operation in the southern part of the bight. Our course was laid 2 points further east than on previous operations, and all afternoon, under a cloudy sky, we sped eastward with the flotilla fanned out in submarine screen. Darkness descended, and by 10 o'clock we had picked up the beam of the South Dogger bank light vessel, with the shadow of Abdil's black cat across our course. There was a feeling abroad that something dire might happen at any moment, and well it might. But our luck hailed, and at 1 in the morning we laid our minds and returned homewards. All night long, summer lightning flickered, showing for an instant the rim of the horizon encircling the line of darkened ships which seemed fixed on a black cloth at the centre of a great dome of glass. Summer light gave way to dawn, and soon after midday the low line of Lincolnshire coast rose above the horizon. By 3 o'clock we had entered the Humber, and by 9 had penned into Immingham Basin and berthed alongside No. 1 Quay. I had now been in Sandply for a fortnight, and was enjoying the life on board well enough, as I was more likely to be given responsibility there than would have been my lot had I remained in a V-class destroyer. Over in Vehement, a No. 1 had returned from his gunnery course at Whale Island, and her Snotty and not yet received a fresh appointment. I felt no great urge to return.